KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have a partly cloudy sky and 56 degrees. We're looking for partly cloudy skies today, a high of 77. Winds northwest at 15 to 30 miles per hour, gusting to around 45. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Well, a red flag warning will be in effect today from 1 until 8 p.m. for Cass, Audubon, Guthrie, Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Sac, Crawford, Carroll, and Monona counties. Any grassland fires that start this afternoon or field fires may spread quickly and uncontrollably. Pottawatomie County Emergency Management Director Doug Reed on Tuesday said the current weather forecast and environmental conditions indicate a potential for very high to extreme fire behavior today through Saturday. This includes easy ignition potential and rapid fire spread. Conditions will slightly alleviate but remain high Thursday and Friday, he said, degrading again on Saturday. According to Reed, fire departments in Pottawatomie County have responded to two large cropland fires over the past week, and they're asking for everyone's compliance with the current open burning ban. In addition, the Emergency Management Agency, he said, is asking all residents to discontinue use of recreational fire pits, campfire rings, covered burn barrels, and any type of burning through the remainder of this week into this weekend. Pottawatomie County, Reed said, has seen devastating effects of fire in extreme conditions, including firefighter injuries and loss of residential properties and other structures. We want to do everything we can, he said, to prevent the unnecessary injuries or devastating property losses from occurring. Violation of the existing burn ban, especially actions or negligence causing injury or property loss, can subject a person to a citation or arrest for disobeying a burn ban, reckless use of fire, or other applicable statutes. For updated information on conditions, you can find information on the Pott County social media pages and web pages. And a reminder, an open burning ban will remain in place until environmental conditions improve for Cass, Audubon, Harrison, Mills, and Montgomery counties as well. Well, Iowa's coronavirus dashboard this morning indicated that there were 944 new cases of COVID-19 across the state since 10 a.m. Tuesday for a total of 101,576. That includes 8 more positive cases of the virus in Cass County for a total here of 246. Across the KJAN listening area, there are 32 more positive cases of the virus in Pottawatomie County, 13 additional cases in Harrison County, 4 more each in Madison and Shelby counties, 3 more cases in each of Adair, Audubon, and Guthrie counties, 2 new cases in Union County. There was also 1 additional death reported in both Guthrie and Harrison counties for a total to date in those counties of 49 and 207, respectively. There have been 10 more deaths statewide since 10 a.m. Tuesday for a total of 1,491, and of the reported deaths, 67% were related to a pre-existing medical condition. Hospitalizations are up from Tuesday's 463 to 473 today. 106 patients with COVID-19 are in an intensive care unit compared to 114 previous. 74 people with COVID symptoms were admitted to a hospital compared to 62 yesterday, and 46 are on a ventilator. Here in western and southwest Iowa, hospitals are reporting 27 people hospitalized, 9 in an ICU. 6 had been admitted over the past nearly 24 hours, and 1 person was on a ventilator compared to none over the past few days. And there are 61 total long-term care facility outbreaks in Iowa. There are over 1,375 positive cases of COVID among the patients and staff at those facilities, and 752 deaths since the outbreak began. 718 persons recovered from the virus at long-term care facilities. In our funeral announcements, Bernice Ehlers, age 98, of Harlan, died Friday at Elmcrest Assisted Living Facility. Private family graveside services for Bernice Ehlers will be today at 11 o'clock in the Minden Cemetery. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Daniel Lechtenberg, age 95, of Templeton, died Saturday in Manning. A mass of Christian burial for Daniel Lechtenberg will be today at 11 a.m. at Sacred Heart Church in Templeton. OD Funeral Home of Manning has arrangements. Stella McCurdy, age 91, of Audubon, died Saturday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Stella McCurdy will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Chuck Redinger, age 84, formerly of Atlantic, died October 8th in Missouri. Funeral services for Charles Chuck Redinger will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. in Springfield, Missouri. Diane Garrison, age 63, of Ashland, Nebraska, died October 8th at her home. A wake and funeral service for Diane Garrison will be tomorrow at 5 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Robert Bob Nymand Sr., age 90, of Exira and formerly of Brayton, died Monday at Exira Care Center. A family visitation for Bob Nymand Sr. will be held from 5 until 7 p.m. Thursday, followed by a prayer service at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Darlene Jean Jones, age 91, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Heritage House. An open visitation for Darlene Jones will be on Friday from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Regan Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Loween Christensen, age 91, of Audubon, died Monday at St. Anthony's Nursing Home in Carroll. Funeral services for Loween Christensen will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Lois Matheson, age 87, of Omaha and formerly of Harlan, died Monday. Funeral services for Lois Matheson will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Carisco Larkin Staskowitz Funeral Home in Omaha. Richard Roberts, age 74, of Oakland, died Thursday in Council Bluffs. Memorial services for Richard Roberts will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Oakland Christian Church. Reconvened Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Anita Godwin, age 96, of Exira, died October 8th at the Exira Care Center. Graveside services for Anita Godwin will be Saturday at 11 a.m. in the Exira Cemetery. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira has arrangements. Larry Henkel, age 75, of Earlham, died Saturday in Des Moines. Public graveside services for Larry Henkel will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Earlham Cemetery with full military graveside rites. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Diane Ernst, age 66, of Adair, died August 29th in Des Moines. Memorial services for Diane Ernst will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Adair. The family is in charge of arrangements. Lydia Anderson, age 101, of Blair, Nebraska, and formerly of Exira, died Monday. Graveside services for Lydia Anderson will be held Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Bethany Lutheran Cemetery northeast of Kimbleton. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Michael Farrell, age 69, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Atlantic Specialty Care. According to his wishes, no services are planned and cremation has taken place for Michael Edward Farrell. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic is assisting the family. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.